It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It is just terrific having your company this morning. While Milwaukee may never gain the reputation of being a city that never sleeps, there's a lot more going on during a full 24-hour day than many of us might expect. While there are no longer the large number of third-shift workers there once were at the height of the city's industrial boom, there are still many people who work hours off the normal pattern. And as writer Dan Murphy found out, there are places that cater to them and anyone else who might be up and about at 3 in the morning. Murphy discloses some other things to do or experience during the daylight hours as well that might be off your radar. Murphy's article, 24 Unorthodox Hours in Milwaukee, is in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine, and he joins me on the phone now. Dan, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Good to be back.
24 hours in Milwaukee, and I have to say that I didn't think things went around for 24 hours. You know, I thought it was like a lot of places where stuff just sort of shuts down after about midnight.
Yeah, that was a challenge, you know, looking for places late night. But the first thing that came to mind was a bakery because those guys are up early. And then, you know, I emailed Lakefront because I wondered if they had a third shift, and sure enough, they did. So that filled up the wee hours of the morning.
Well, what was it about wanting to find things in Milwaukee just to prove that we do have stuff going on 24 hours?
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of provide a snapshot from all hours of the day and all parts of town. And, you know, places that maybe, you know, people don't go to all the time, or kind of glimpses that people don't get to see, you know, if they're not looking, I guess.
Well, you started in Veterans Park, which is really kind of a cool place to start because, of course, sunrise.
Yeah. I don't know how long I've lived in the city and never been there for sunrise, which is kind of odd. But, it's an amazing view, and the lake, you know, the sun coming over the lake, and kind of that view, you know, a great view anyway of all the, you know, condos and apartments, and kind of watching downtown wake up was, yeah, it was cool. I recommend it to anyone. You know, the joggers and the early morning bike riders are already there, but it welcomes anybody.
Yeah, I do that a lot because I run in the morning, and so seeing sunrise come up, there are times when you just see it and you go, oh, yeah, this is why I'm here.
Yeah. You know, the first time was great, and then we shot my picture, which I told them that, you know, it might not be a good idea to use my picture, put somebody else in there. But, you know, we shot that at sunrise, too, and it was a little nicer day, actually, that day. So I got to see it twice, which wasn't a bad thing.
Well, you also, of course, went to different food establishments around town and kind of took your way through Milwaukee over the 24 hours. What were some of the places that you knew you wanted to go to, and were there some that you sort of discovered on the way and thought, wow, I had no idea about this?
Yeah, you'll notice it's fairly weighted on food and beer, but there's a reason for that. But, you know, I'd been to Jake's before, and geographically I thought it was a good spot to include, and it's delicious. So, you know, no real reason not to go there. I hadn't been to Taco Loco before, though. I'd heard of it and heard good things. You know, that Burnham Park area, I kind of like it, but it's a mystery to me because I don't spend a lot of time over there. So heading to Taco Loco was kind of a revelation. And again, some of the best tacos I've had in the city, which is, you know, high praise, I think.
Yeah, there's some very good taco places. And so I was looking at that thinking, oh, that might be a nice thing to do, to go out there and take a trek and check it out. You also went to, sort of in that general direction, you went to Forest Home Cemetery. Why?
Yeah, it was another one of those. We were looking for something, kind of a filler, I guess, of you know, to keep the day going. And I'd written it up for something else before for the magazine. I just find that cemetery fascinating. One of the people that are there, it's a who's who of, you know, in the history of Milwaukee. And it's gorgeous, you know. It's kind of this weird oasis in the middle of the near south side. It's quiet, the trees are big, you know, it's old. There's a lot of history there. It's really a fascinating place for, you know, the cemetery, but I find it to be a cool spot to go to every now and then.
Well, and then you kind of went to the opposite of that in Pottawatomie.
Yeah. Death to life, I guess. Yeah, all sorts of sound and lights and stimulus, you know. Yeah, kind of an opposite. You know, and I've been to Pottawatomie a few times, and that place is always busy, I swear. And, you know, that was interesting. I see the people that, you know, appear that they're in there quite a bit, and you know, others that, like me, that aren't so familiar with how it works. It was kind of an interesting group there.
Well, and of course, you mentioned food, and you stopped at a couple of other places. And I want you to tell me about the significance of Roman's Pub.
Yeah, Roman's is just a great place, and I've used that in story after story. And Mike Roman's the owner. I've interviewed for beer stories that I've done for the magazine. I'm the beer writer there, too. The guy's an expert on beer, knows a lot about it. He's a little gruff sometimes, which I think is part of his charm, quite honestly. And it's a neighborhood pub that just happens to have an amazing beer selection. You know, it's one of the top 100 beer bars in the country, according to Draft Magazine. And it's just that interesting feel of, you know, it's just a corner pub, but the tap list is astonishing. So it's, you know, it's a good place to hang for a casual, really good beer.
And that took you to about 10 o'clock at night, and you still have almost another 12 hours or so to go before you hit your 24. And you stayed up for this, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
in the intro, and I mentioned the intro briefly, the initial goal was to do it start to finish 24 hours. Then we started to realize that by the end I'd be so delirious that I wouldn't be able to read my notes. So it might not have worked out to be such a great story. It was really done in two chunks. The early morning lakefront and the bakery and Zad's were kind of all done in one. But yeah, the initial plan was to do it all at once, but physically I don't think that's possible.
Well, it might be, but as you say, you might not be able to write about it.
Exactly. And that's a lot of bar stops for one night.
Yeah, and exactly, because you've got the brewery. You also stopped at Henry's Pub and Grill, and you ended up with Zad's. And I've never been inside Zad's, but I've walked by it many, many times. I used to, when I first moved here, I lived down in that neighborhood, and I would go on an early Sunday morning to go pick up the newspaper and walk by Zad's and see, you know, the place was hopping, and it was 6 or 6:30 in the morning. And I thought, wow, I'm not in Kansas.
this is a different thing.
And but you explain in the article that, of course, it's mostly, at that hour, it's mostly third shift workers.
Yeah. You know, in my experience, you're rolling the dice when you walk into a 6 a.m. bar. You're not really sure what you're going to get. But Zad's was a pleasant surprise, actually. The owner, Terry, was behind the bar, real friendly. And, and a crew rolled in right after I got there. You know, they'd just gotten off work. And it was a little hard for me to fathom. You know, I mentioned that one woman ordered a martini and, you know, it just made me want to gag. I didn't even brush my teeth yet. You know, it was awfully early for that. But, you know, then I realized that they'd just gotten off work. So I was happy all for them. But, you know, it was a great spot. You know, like I said before, I've been to a lot of 6 a.m. bars. Usually not in the best of shape myself. But they certainly are a crapshoot. So that was a pleasant surprise. It was clean and friendly, which you don't always get out of a 6 a.m. bar.
No, that's very true. So as you did the story and put it together and made your trips around the various places around Milwaukee, what did you come away with? I mean, is there an interesting life that's happening here in Milwaukee in the wee hours that most of us don't see?
Yeah, it's always interesting to see people that are doing their jobs while we're all nestled snugly in our beds, I guess. And quite honestly, one of the coolest things was just driving around, you know, the east side from Lakefront to Shortino's, and, you know, Brady Street was just dead, and that's the street that's always so bustling. Just seeing the east side at 3 or 4 in the morning is an interesting, kind of eerie feeling, but it's interesting. And again, you know, there are people that are working, you know, at that hour. And this is a town where there's been a lot of third shifters in its history, so I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
But all of that, even though a lot of that third shift has gone away, there's still activity, it sounds like.
Yeah, people are out doing things. If you just got to look, just got to know where to look, I guess.
Well, you've actually done a very good job taking us around various places in Milwaukee. And Dan Murphy, I want to thank you very much for stepping up to the challenge of checking all of that out for us.
It was rough and it took a lot of caffeine, but it went quite well.
Well, again, thanks so much for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
Dan Murphy wrote the article, 24 Unorthodox Hours in Milwaukee, for Milwaukee Magazine. It's in the current issue, which is also the magazine's 2013 City Guide issue as well. There is a link to everything from wuwm.com/lake effect. We'll take one last break, and then what's for dinner? A book. Well, no, you don't have to eat it. It's the name of a new book by renowned Australian chef and TV host Curtis Stone. We'll talk with him next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.